This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, dial on in toll free, and you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and of course you can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And of course you can join us again online. Get interactive. Download archives. Have fun over there for free over at freetalklive.com. Coming up, Mark, you are going to be telling us about people who are going to be kicked out of their homes, apparently, like 8,000 of them in Flint, Michigan. You know, that place where they ruined the government, ruined the water supply, and poisoned people? Well, now apparently they're going to be kicking some of those very same people out of their houses. At least that's what I understood from what you had told me. And so that's on the way here tonight. Plus, Johnson, you'll be telling us about the fattest poor people in the world and which country they hail from. So we're going to get into that. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. The news about the NSA, we've got the headline there. I don't think that they got into it. I think Daryl said he mentioned it last week, but guess what? They've been collecting your phone records despite the law changing, saying they're not allowed to do so. Surprise! You didn't actually believe them when they said they were going to stop spying on you, right?
No, I didn't.
Good. You've learned enough lessons, right? Where you don't take these people's word for it. They're proven liars, and so once again, they've been caught in a lie. Our toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. Johnson, do you want to do the poor people story? Are you prepared for that, or should we?
I'm almost there. Give me
all
a
right,
second.
So we can do that coming up here in moments. And again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So the U.S. National Security Agency, according to Reuters, collected more than 151 million records of American phone calls last year alone.
Actually, while we're talking about that, can we drop the breaking news? I don't know if you guys heard this. This kind of was
about the FBI guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened?
Comey got fired.
Now, was he on when Obama was in, or was
yes.
he? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yes,
he's, you know, the one that's all the dramatic stuff about the recent election with the, you know, the Hillary emails and whatnot, that he's supposedly responsible for Trump winning. And now Trump fired him.
Well, I mean, Trump has been doing some house cleaning over there. He fired all of the U.S. attorneys as well, as I understand it. So dude shouldn't be surprised. I'm sure he's probably getting a nice severance package.
A lot of people have been questioning why Trump even kept him on in the first place. I mean,
maybe he just hadn't gotten around to it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, he has been, you know, busy, at least making himself look busy, right? The first the first 100 days.
Golfing?
Signing. No, he's made big deals out of signing these executive orders. Now, as the ACLU pointed out, the one that he signed recently that supposedly made it so churches could endorse political candidates, the ACLU said that was just a photo op. So some of this stuff isn't, like, even effective. It doesn't really do anything. It just allows him to kind of pimp Trump, basically, to prepare for the re-election campaign that apparently he's already filed for. This is according
to
Daryl.
The filing date, is he?
No, he's already filed.
All right, he's not going to miss that date.
Right, because he already did.
Right.
Daryl said that he was the first or the earliest candidate, the earliest incumbent candidate to file for re-election in the history of the United States.
Yeah, I guess we know what he's going to do.
He's already registered for his re-election campaign. So, yeah, I mean, is there more to say about Comey just besides the fact that he got canned? I mean, that's...
No, not really. I mean, it's just sort of the news update for folks if they haven't heard it.
You can rest assured he will be replaced by some other scumbag.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's... You're just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic here. It's not, you know, I know people like to believe that there's some sort of significant change that happens when a head bureaucrat gets wiped out of an agency, but I don't buy it. You know, all the other bureaucrats stay the same. You know, all of his underlings, all those people, those are career bureaucrats who have been there for, you know, probably decades, and well, they're not going anywhere.
When what we saw, for instance, in North Korea is that Kim Jong-un had to wipe out a couple of his uncles or whatever in order to solidify his power. Mm-hmm. Comey, you know, the claim is, and I don't doubt the claim, the election was very close, so you can claim that anything caused the election to go one way or the other, but Comey, you know, released information about Hillary Clinton right before the election, throwing the election in Trump's direction, as people will say. So, you know, people think of him as a Trump guy, but, you know, that shows he's powerful.
Now, what was the Comey released about Hillary Clinton?
That there were some more emails. I think it was through her Uma's husband, the Wiener fella. What's that?
Uma Abedin?
Yeah. The Wiener fella, he, you know, that he had some emails on the computer, and so they reopened the investigation. We're reopening the investigation. We didn't find anything. We're not going to do anything, but we've reopened the investigation.
So he didn't reveal the emails. It was WikiLeaks that did, right?
I don't, I'm not entirely sure, but WikiLeaks was certainly involved. Okay. I don't have the timeline. I wasn't ready for this.
I see.
But... You know, Comey's a powerful guy. He's
given
a lot of credit. You know, it's not like most people know the FBI director's name generally, and now people do. So Trump has to, you know, take him out to solidify his power.
Well, you know, again, I don't really think it's going to make any kind of difference. Trump would have been just as powerful with or without this character in office, but obviously he wants to have one of his own people in that position, and I would guess he just hadn't gotten around to it yet. You know, he's busy. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
The greatest FBI director there ever was.
So, yeah, I guess we'll find out
that's a pretty good one.
Who he ends up appointing to that role. So, even after Congress supposedly limited the ability of the NSA to collect bulk phone records, according to an annual report by the top U.S. intelligence officer, the NSA collected more than 151 million records of your phone calls last year anyway. The report from the Office of Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, was the first measure of the effects of the 2015 USA Freedom Act. Wasn't Rand Paul involved in that? Which limited the NSA to collecting phone records and contacts of people U.S. and allied intelligence agencies suspect may have ties to terrorism. So if you call somebody who's a suspected terrorist, then they're supposed to be authorized to do that. And I think they're saying here that the 151 million records that they did collect weren't all having to do with calling suspected terrorists.
Don't call Ian. Note to self.
It found the NSA collected 151 million records, even though they had warrants from the FISA court to spy on only 42 terrorism suspects in 2016, in addition to a handful that were identified in 2015. So I highly doubt that the 151 million records were generated from 42 suspects.
Seems unlikely.
The NSA has been gathering a vast quantity of telephone metadata, records of callers and recipients' phone numbers, and the times and durations of the calls, but not their content, supposedly, since the September 11th, 2001 attacks. The report came as Congress faced a decision on whether to reauthorize Section 702 of the FISA Act, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which permits the NSA to collect foreign intelligence information on non-U.S. persons outside the U.S. and is scheduled to expire at the end of this year. Privacy advocates have argued that this section permits the NSA to spy on Internet and phone communications of Americans without warrants from the FISA court, and that the foreign intelligence could be used for domestic law enforcement purposes in a way that evades traditional legal requirements. The report said that on one occasion, the FBI obtained information in 2016 about an American in response to a search of Section 702 data intended to produce evidence of a crime not related to foreign intelligence, and the report did not address how frequently the FBI obtained that information about Americans while investigating foreign intelligence matters. On Friday, the NSA said they had stopped a form of surveillance that allowed it to collect the digital communications of Americans who mentioned foreign intelligence targets in their messages without a warrant. But, you know, obviously these people cannot be believed. You cannot trust a word that they say. And so, you know, keep that in mind. Don't think for a moment that your phone calls aren't being monitored. I know they say they're not collecting the actual communications information, meaning that even if they're collecting data, they claim they're only collecting the metadata, the connection information, the time of the day, the phone number, that kind of thing. But who's to say they aren't collecting the audio of the call? I mean, why would they be honest with you?
You're right.
If they were.
I can't imagine. Presume they are.
Exactly. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up what you want. Coming up, poor fat people in America, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, dial toll free and bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. MyPillow, you can go get yours at half off. by using code FTL, code FTL like Free Talk Live at MyPillow.com. And it is probably going to be the best pillow you'll ever use. And if it's not, if for whatever reason you're dissatisfied with MyPillow, don't worry. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it within the first 60 days, you ship it back, and they'll give you your purchase price back to you. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL to save 50%. And know this about MyPillow. It is super awesome because it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's also washable. You can put this thing into your washer and dryer. It is designed for that, and it's great. I've been using it for about a year. Mark, you also have the MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. You get one at half price or two for the price of one. It is up to you how you order. And also that pillow is guaranteed to last you for 10 years. Once again, that's MyPillow.com with code FTL. By the way, just one more little addendum here to the story about the NSA. Turns out they spied on 151 million people, or at least 151 million phone calls last year after they promised they were going to stop that behavior. Officials did argue that the 151 million records, according to Reuters, collected last year were tiny compared with the number collected under procedures that were stopped after the former contractor Edward Snowden revealed the surveillance program in 2013. So they're claiming, well, this is actually a big improvement here. 151.
We are screwing the American people far less than we were previously. Right.
We're now breaking the law 151 million times, but at least it's, you know, a little bit less than before.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Patrick. He's in Bullhead City listening to K-Talks. Hello, Patrick. Patrick in Bullhead City going once. Patrick in Bullhead City going twice. We may be having some difficulties behind the scenes there at our board in the network studios in Minnesota, so we're going to put Patrick back on hold and see if that issue can get cleared up. Meanwhile, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, or you can Skype in here, Skype username lrn.fm. So we're going to go in a slightly different direction here. Johnson, you did have a story you wanted to tell us about tonight.
Yep.
About fat, poor people. And how the fattest ones are apparently in the United States.
We have the fattest people in the world. They are going.
No, not the fattest people in the world.
The fattest poor people in the world. They're the poorest and the fattest.
It's huge.
We're going to make America fat again.
We're huge.
We're huge.
Well, this is kind of similar to the point you had made previously, Mark, and that is about poor people in America are fed very well. You know, it's when you're poor in America, you're generally not starving.
Yeah.
So and this proves that.
The natural state of man is poverty, right? Like you're born into this world naked. You've got nothing. Our ancestors were busy, you know, the reason we've got opposable thumbs, this sorts of things, we're cracking the skulls of, slain animals trying to get to dig the brain matter out. We're not. Rich isn't something that we're used to being. And so, the very idea that poor people are so wealthy in the United States that they are obese, not well-fed, obese, it's stunning.
Well, recent reports show that the United States is one of the most obese nations in the world, the only G8 nation to crack the top 20 of the most overweight countries in the world.
Where's this story from? I'm sorry.
This story is from intellectualtakeout.org.
Okay.
For children and low-income people, the problem is particularly acute. A 2015 report commissioned by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development found that the U.S. has the fattest kids by a wide margin and is tops in poor health for teenagers. It's a stunning shift in how we understand malnourishment. For almost the entirety of human history, the struggle for impoverished people was getting enough food to meet a sufficient daily caloric intake. Today, the opposite is true.
There's so much food in the United States, you can scavenge from dumpsters and actually, eat fairly well.
Quite well, yeah.
Low-income people are taking in too many calories, and often bad calories at that, and are much more likely to be overweight than people in the middle and upper classes. Observing this fact aloud is not considered politic. For example, a few years ago, British PM Anna Sudbury, who served in the Department of Health came under fire for observing that government policy and an abundance of bad food were causing an epidemic of fat children and low-income people in the UK.
Well, that's a mean thing to say, that our children are fat. It's mean. It's mean. I mean, I know they're roly-poly little grease balls, but you shouldn't say those kind of things. It's offensive.
She says, a third of our children leave primary school overweight or obese. When I go to my constituency, the fact that in fact, when I walk around, you can almost tell somebody's background by their weight. Obviously, not everybody who is overweight comes from deprived backgrounds, but that's where the propensity lies. The U.S. has a significantly higher percentage of its population who classify as obese than
the UK. You know what's offensive about that statement, Johnson?
What's that?
It's true.
Yeah.
that's really just what it is. You know, sorry.
Yeah. Can't say fat people are fat. That's just
well. You can't say fat people are poor, and that poor people are fat. You're not allowed to connect those two things.
Economically and health challenged.
Challenged. Yeah.
The U.S. has significantly.
You can say the same thing as long as you couch it in politically correct terminology.
You have to soften it up.
Well, yeah. Johnson used to be fat, so it's totally fair for him to comment on this, right?
Used to be. I'm still fat. I'm just not.
Well,
I'm not.
How much?
Grossly,
you've lost a lot
I'm not
of weight.
Grossly obese anymore. I'm not obese. Anymore. That's
right.
What it is.
Right.
I'm still fat. I'm still significantly overweight for what I should be for, you know, my height and especially my age.
No, you look good to me, dude. You look a lot better.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely healthier than I was, you know. But
well, that's the thing. You know, you can comment without anybody being able to be as upset because you know,
well,
you've been there.
Yeah. I've been, you know, 120 some odd pounds closer to, you know, being there. So, The U.S. has a significantly higher percentage of its population classified as obese than the U.K., yet there seems to be even greater reticence here to acknowledge the obesity epidemic. When the problem is acknowledged, we're often told that the way to alleviate the epidemic is through additional public spending, such as raising the minimum wage or increasing earned income tax credits.
How the hell is raising the minimum wage going to
well, they'll
solve
be able to
obesity.
Buy more vegetables, clearly.
That's the idea. Is
because
that,
these poor people are rushing out to buy salads.
Right. Hold on. Okay, so people who've listened to the show for any length of time understand that I have pigs. When you have pigs, you look for cheap, you know, waste food, right? One of the cheap waste
donuts.
Foods. What's that?
You get them donuts.
Well, not just donuts.
Yeah.
I mean, there is the gas station donuts are quite a bit of waste. But we also had
wheat and corn.
A deal with,
guess.
There's that too. But there is a food shelf that's, they call it a food shelf. It's a big building. It wasn't a shelf. And a town that's nearby. I'm not going to give the location. And they had they give us all kinds of their leftover food.
Mm.
The vast majority of their food was vegetables. And then the next step down was artesian breads.
Yeah.
What they never had, what they never gave us were, very rarely did we ever get pastries. We never got candy bars. Now, I know they had them. I saw the room full of candy bars that they had.
Mm.
They had like a walk-in closet full of candy bars. They just give that stuff away. Now, it stores better, too. We never got the regular sliced white bread. No, people wanted that stuff. But poor people, from what I can tell, my experiences, they don't want anything to do with vegetables.
There's more coming up here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Johnson, you've got more to the story. And if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Maybe you have some experience being poor and overweight. This is Free Talk Live.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And the Skype username for you to take control here is 855-450, LRN.FM. I'm a little sleep deprived today. I have to apologize. Anyway, with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
By the way, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. I was recommending it earlier today off the air when I was just talking with somebody about, you know, all things Bitcoin, because Bitcoin.com is a great place to go. Whether you're brand new to Bitcoin, the amazing cryptocurrency that today hit another record high. It's bounced down, dipped down a little bit after that, so, you know, it's on sale right now.
But I gotta say this, I had somebody make an appointment to come out to my house to talk to me about Bitcoin because they're really just so interested in it and they want to get in.
How did they get so interested?
I guess, you know, they've been watching for a little while and they're...
It's a friend of yours.
Yeah, yeah, somebody I know. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, I only know them sort of professionally. You know, I don't know them real well.
But they knew you were into Bitcoin and they said, right, I'll ask Mark.
Right, and so he brought his dog, and my wife and I took our dog, and we all went for a walk.
Cool.
And you know, he asked a bunch of Bitcoin questions, very, you know, noob questions.
Yeah.
And I guess he liked the answers because he bought some Bitcoin.
Sweet.
You know, on the way out. Now, I wasn't trying to. I don't sell Bitcoin for profit.
Right.
I sell Bitcoin with the intention of getting, you know, small amounts with the intention of getting people invested.
Yeah.
So that they're interested. I showed him how to use the Jack's wallet, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and do exchanges right in the wallet. You can exchange between currencies or whatever, so he's interested in, you know, altcoins too, which
Excellent.
Are going up also.
They have been.
And you
yeah.
can find out lots of altcoin news at Bitcoin.com.
Do they have altcoin news there?
I'm sure they do.
So, I don't know, you might want to check that one, Mark. You go to Bitcoin.com, they got all kinds of Bitcoin-related stuff. I don't know how much altcoin there is there. Altcoins are the competitors to Bitcoin, but Bitcoin.com will tell you all about Bitcoin, whether you're brand new, or maybe you're old school and you want to, you know, get the latest news. They've got a news section, they've got a forum that you can discuss Bitcoin with other users, and I believe the forum might have some altcoin sections. I think that's true. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. So go there, play games at games.bitcoin.com. Go to the
you
news
can buy
site.
Bitcoin there?
Yep, that's
Credit
right.
Card.
Bitcoin.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, hung like Jesus, he's on the line in Georgia, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
You know, I, when I'm not really into politics. You know, I like to, on the periphery, just pay attention a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But when big stories like this happen, especially with Trump in the White House.
Like what?
I like to,
big stories like
Comey. Yeah, FBI director getting fired.
Okay.
And they just sent for Trump's financial information to see how see what he's been doing in the last however long he's been with this Russia stuff. Anyway. I like to go from left to right to sites and see what everybody is talking about.
Yeah. That's
a good idea.
It's amazing to me how people on the right think they are, you know, think everything is going in their favor. You know, Trump's continuing to win. He's winning. Then you go on the left and they're saying the exact same thing, but only the opposite. Oh, now he's getting ready. He's definitely getting ready to fall now.
So they're both the narrative of both sides is that they're on the cusp of winning.
Of winning. And I just and it's really hard to stay in the middle and because I guess I lean to the left a bit, I guess.
Hmm.
And I see Trump as a crook. I've always seen him as a crook. I don't know how he even made it to where he made it to, because I know he has, you know, some mob ties. Because there's no way he could be in New York real estate and not.
Right.
That never came out. So I guess I'm a little bit biased, but I can still lean over to the right and see what they're talking about.
I'm totally biased. I think they're all crooks.
I think they're all crooks as well.
Now, yeah. The very fact that you are willing to go to different sites and look shows that you're relatively unbiased. I never even considered it. I bet it's fascinating.
Listen. Today I went to right when the news broke, right when they asked for CNN broke the story. The Senate wanted Trump's financial report or some financial information they wanted from him, right? That was the big story. It was breaking news. This is my first walk in the house when I got up from work today. So what I did right away, I like to go to Breitbart because I know that's his spot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what their number one, you know what their lead story was on the site?
No.
Something about Obama and steaks.
They're still obsessing over him, huh?
Right. It turns out he's getting speaking fees. This evil man is going to universities and talking to young people and they're giving him money.
Story in the world.
Go ahead.
The biggest story on the planet in some Obama and steaks. Obama's not even in the office anymore. Why do you care what he thinks about whatever?
I agree with you, but that's the same thing the conservative media did after Bill Clinton. You know, they made a big old deal. They kept on making a big old deal about Bill Clinton, and even after he was out of office.
Was it anybody besides Rush, though? Rush loves to push the Clinton war machine and all that other stuff. But
we didn't have the internet like we did.
Yeah.
You know, we had the internet, but it wasn't in the same proliferation.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, one more thing, too. I've also noticed, too, and I'm going to let you go. I also like to go to the white nationalist sites, and then I go to the black nationalist sites.
I hope you use a VPN.
I have a VPN.
I'm scared to even go to sites like that.
But listen, the thing is, when you go here, right, the east side is saying the exact same thing. The exact same thing. All you got to do is just switch them every once in a while. And you couldn't tell who was saying what. Everybody has the exact same complaints of each other.
Yeah.
And everybody's being played.
Yeah.
Nobody even seems to even care about it.
Well, they have to trot some sacrificial lamb out every once in a while in order to placate the masses, and I guess that's what's happening.
It's always good for fundraising, too, right? Oh, the other side is so bad, and they are ramping up their efforts to do bad things, but if you give us your money, then we will fight against them. And it's just, it doesn't matter what the other side is. It's always the same thing. Whether it's the Republicans, the Democrats, the Libertarians, they're all always sending out these damn fundraising letters. They are always begging for more money just so they can keep paying their huge staffs in Washington, D.C. To send out more fundraising letters. I mean, every fundraising letter is like a fundraiser for the next fundraising letter. I mean, that's basically how they do it.
You know, and I give my money to Free Talk Live, and I give my money to another show that I follow. Outside of that, I keep it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, who else is going to use it?
Dollar for dollar, we do a lot more than any other libertarian outreach group, I would say, as far as bringing new people into these ideas. Hey, Hung Like Jesus, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the discussion. And, yeah, it's just like this perpetual fundraising system where there's always a boogeyman, because it doesn't matter. Even if you've won, right, like as the Republicans are in charge in D.C. now, they've got, all the Senate, they've got the House of Representatives. They've got the executive branch. They just had their guy appointed to the judiciary. So, I mean, the Republicans are solidly in control, but yet they still have that specter of the fear of the Democrats wresting control back from them. So you got to keep donating. You got to make sure that we can keep these Democrats down. Keep throwing your money at these organizations. It is tiresome. It really is.
I wonder if people continue to do it or they're just constantly doing churn, that kind of thing. I gave a lot of money, probably not as much as you did, but a lot of money to the Ron Paul campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I gave hundreds of dollars. And, you know, you remember this was 2008. Free Talk Live was getting its, well, it was 2007 and 2008. It was getting its legs up underneath it. We weren't by any stretch of the imagination doing well at the time. Mm-hmm. I took money that, you know, otherwise would have been spent on other things and gave it to the Ron Paul campaign because I believed. And
sure.
Then what did the Ron Paul campaign, you know, sort of at the end there, instead of dumping the money out in pro-liberty radio ads or something that I would have liked, they decided to put it into the campaign for liberty and kind of keep things going. And all the campaign for liberty did, from what I can
tell,
send out fundraising letters. Like, all my money was sent out in fundraising letters for jobs, nepotistic jobs for Ron Paul's, family.
You don't get to decide what people do with your money once you give it to them.
That's why I'm saying is when it comes to other campaigns, I don't think I'll ever spend that kind of money on another campaign.
Hmm. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. To me, I still felt like it was money well spent because Ron Paul got out there and got the message of liberty out there.
I'm not saying he didn't earn it.
It's
happening.
Yeah, in a way that no one else has ever done. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial on in, toll free, bring up anything that's on your mind. We still have more about this overweight or fat or obese Americans that are poor discussion, that story that you had just started, Johnson, so we can get back into that here. Your calls and thoughts come first. We're going back to the phones and the fun. Our toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then also coming up, Mark, you've got a story to tell us about regarding people being kicked out of their home. So another poor person story, because I suspect the 8,000 people that Flint, Michigan is going to be kicking out of their homes are probably not the wealthy segment of society there.
Well, so, the people that are unwilling to pay for poison water.
Well, we'll get into that then. So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, let's go to Patrick. Our board op has checked on his line, and we believe that he's actually there.
Hey, Patrick, guys.
Are you with us? Yes, we do have you now. Yes. Okay, great. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, you were talking about something earlier, and it was funny because while you were doing that, I had just pulled in home, and I saw a thing for a free phone, you know, one of those government phones. And you were talking about how they're tracking all our phone calls. And it just seems odd that they didn't start doing that until they started giving out all these millions of free phones. You know, you didn't start hearing about that on the, you know, news.
I'd say it's a coincidence. I mean, the government has total access to the telephone networks because the companies like AT&T will literally allow them.
They probably do have a back door into those phones, though.
Of course. But that's, you know, the companies like AT&T will literally allow the government to build a interception room in the AT&T offices so the government can siphon off data from various different phone calls and internet connections and things like that. So I think it was just a coincidence.
But it was funny when you were saying that. I'm reading that, reading about all you need to do is fill in this form and we'll send you a thing with 500 minutes a month free and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, I understand what's going on here. But anyway, I just thought I'd share that one with you because it was sort of coincidental, but it was funny in a way. But
Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, on the fat thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I do work, you were asking, I work a lot with homeless shelters. I've done a lot of work with food banks, and we have problems with giving away vegetables, not necessarily because people don't have a way of keeping them fresh, nor do they have a way of cooking them, homeless people. And that's what we hear the most, and you know, so we have like recipes that they can use where they don't have to cook them, but they can mix different things in with them, lemon, stuff like that, that'll highlight them so they can have those foods. And it's surprisingly, you're right, how much all the junk food's always taken first.
Oh yeah.
It's always taken first. I guess
shelf-stable stuff is what it is. I mean, yeah. But I mean, I don't know. It's too bad they can't teach about how to make an evaporative refrigerator because those are, you know, it's two clay pots, some water, and maybe some kitty litter. You can make an evaporative refrigerator that'll constantly stay below 55 degrees.
What?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of
kitty litter and water? And pots?
Yep. I can explain this over the air. I don't think it's too technical. Take a big clay, like a terracotta planter.
Yeah.
Like that you put soil and plants in, right? A big one. Like a, you know, fairly, as big as you could get, actually, really. Take one that's maybe a couple inches smaller, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, put a little kitty litter at the bottom of the big one, right?
Okay.
Put the smaller one in and center it so that there's about a 2-inch gap, right? Then fill the rest of the way up with a kitty litter or sand, actually, would be, you know, ideal, but mm-hmm. kitty litter is going to be cheaper. Fill the remaining area with water, right? Like the where the kitty litter is, right?
So you're mixing kitty litter with water.
Right, exactly. Okay. So what happens is the water goes in between the litter, right?
Yeah.
And slowly evaporates. Well, and you cover it. Cover it with like a wet towel, right? The interior of that thing, because of the evaporative cooling, will go down to 55 degrees. Cool enough. That's a refrigerator. That's refrigeration
like
temperatures. It's a root cellar, yeah. Essentially, it's a portable root cellar.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
That's science.
And another thing.
But wait a minute. Hold on. What poor person in America doesn't have a damn refrigerator?
A homeless one.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, homeless people.
There's
okay.
a lot of people that are moving between sort of motel rooms.
Sometimes they don't have fridges. Yeah,
but I mean, that type of refrigerator, that terracotta pots, I mean, you could build that at a homeless camp for under $10.
I see.
There are a lot of poor people that have homes that go to food shelves, and there are a lot of people that don't have them also. When I was doing less well, I found that I could get a hot plate and a toaster oven. You know, these things didn't take up too much space, and I would, have those things.
Well, we offer areas to where they can actually, there's one shelter that we've worked with. He's probably one of the bigger ones in where we're at, and they allow to cook things on an outside like kitchen area where they can come and cook if they're really down and out, you know. And I'll tell you, there's a lot to it what you're saying, but you're absolutely right that I've done extensive traveling, and this country has places where you don't have to go hungry. It's just people sometimes have to do a little research, maybe. Get out of wherever they're at, and
oh yeah, like you said, there's food banks, food shelves, I mean, all kinds of options out there for people in a lot of places in this country. So starvation isn't really an option in the United States, which is why there's so many obese, poor people. Hey, Patrick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. So this clay pot fridge thing,
sure.
How long does it stay cool for?
Pretty good amount of time. I mean, you're gonna
like half a day.
A lot of water in there, so I mean, well, it's
a day.
The conditions are gonna vary.
Just as long as it takes to evaporate.
It's gonna be how humid is it? You know, how long is it gonna take for that water to evaporate? Mm-hmm. If it's too humid, it might not work very well, because if it's too humid, then the water's not gonna evaporate, and you're not gonna get any cooling effect. You know, so if it's really hot and humid, I mean, this is the type of refrigerator that might not work too well in Florida, for example, but it's gonna work really well in the desert.
In the desert, okay. Yeah. Good tips.
Yeah. In desert, the sand is free. So, you know, you don't need the kitty litter.
Yeah, I was going to say, it could get expensive if you keep having to load up kitty litter in
there. I mean, you could just put dirt. And, you don't have to keep loading it up. It's just because it's going to dry out. So you just let it put it.
You could cycle it.
It's just some sort of thing for the water. I mean, you could put, like, really fine gravel, sand, you know, it's just something to, you know, slow down the evaporation of the water.
I see.
And give it sort of an even place for the water to evaporate and transfer that cold onto the terracotta pot.
So tell me more about your story, Johnson, that was about poor people in the United States and
just
them being overweight.
Just to recap the last paragraph. The U.S. has a significantly higher percentage of its population who classify as obese than the U.K., yet there seems to be an even greater reticence here to acknowledge the obesity epidemic. When the problem is acknowledged, we're often told that the way to alleviate the epidemic is through additional public spending, such as raising the minimum wage or increasing earned income tax credits. But one wonders if public spending is what is partly fueling the obesity epidemic. Hmm. The federal government oversees the nation's $74 billion food stamp program, formerly known as SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The program, then called the Food Stamp Program, was launched in 1964 after a three-year pilot program.
Now that's different from EBT SNAP?
Yes.
EBT. But they're both basically free food from the government, right?
EBT is free money from the government.
Right.
Oh.
You can spend EBT on cigarettes and stuff.
I see. Okay.
SNAP, you can only spend on lobster.
After a three-year pilot program, it did not go to nationwide until 1974, but at which point participation reached almost 14 million. What's interesting is that government data reveals that this is almost precisely the same year America's obesity rise began, as the Bloomberg chart below illustrates. So there's a chart in this article.
Correlation is not necessarily causation, but it is sometimes very interesting.
Yeah, it certainly is. Could the government's own policies be fueling the rise? It seems possible. The government data shows the typical American family on food stamps receives about $500 per month to spend on food, and as much as $771. That's significantly more than my family of five spends per month. We're prudent shoppers, but definitely foodies. Government data also shows that people on food stamps purchase soda, number one.
Yep.
And bag snacks, number four, at higher rates than non-SNAP households. It certainly seems that these unhealthy items being purchased in larger quantities than they would be absent food stamps or EBT income. Now, there is an old argument that suggests that poor people eat unhealthy food because they can't afford to eat healthy food, but I've always found this argument unpersuasive.
Let's get into that coming up here in moments. Your thoughts, your calls, welcome. Maybe you want to weigh in on this issue of poor people and bad nutrition, making poor choices with taxpayer funds. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, maybe you've got an experience you want to share about that or anything that's on your mind goes. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2 coming up.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.